Perek Hey, Mishnah Zayin. Now, something that you might have wondered when we've been quoting this pasuk often by Bor, where it says the Nafal Shamar Shor O Chamor. So we know that it comes to exclude Adam, Kalim. Why Dafka Shor VeChamor? So the Mishnah is going to deal with that. What about other animals? It says Shor O Chamor, and then the Mishnah is going to go on and show that in other pasukim in the Torah as well, the Torah will specify certain behemos, and in all these cases, we're going to see that lav dafka these specific behemos, and it will show that it applies to other behemos as well. So let's see. Echad shor v'echad kol behemah. The halacha is the same whether we're talking about a shor, whether we're talking about a chamor, whether we're talking about any behemah. Now, as you know, the term behemah refers to domestic animals such as para, shor, like cows, bulls, seh, sheep, ezim, goats, and we're going to see that not only behemoths, but also chayas will be included in this. Chayas are animals that are not domesticated, wild animals that people own, and we'll see also that ophos, birds, are included as well. We're going to see this all in the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, whether it's a shor, whether it's all types of behemoths, the nefilas habor, with respect to the halacha of someone being chayav for his boar, if whether a shore falls in, whether another type of animal falls in, ula afrashas har Sinai, also respect to the halacha that regarding har Sinai, the halacha was, as you all know, that when there was ashras hashchina on har Sinai, time of the giving of the Torah, behemos and people could not go on the har, couldn't even touch the edge of the har, and the pasuk specifies this, and when the pasuk specifies this, not going or even touching, going on, or even touching our Sinai, it says and specifies if the person or the behema do that, they will not live. Perek Yutes in Shmos. Now, even though the Torah uses the word behema, the Yisr applied to all animals. Utashlume kefel, also with respect to the lachas of paying kefel, when a ganav steals and is caught, and he doesn't admit it before he's caught for Eidim Pam Tebezdin. So, pasuk says, there, it specifies shor, chamor, seh, and there it says that one pays kefel for a shor, chamor, seh, and once again, chazal, darshan out, it's all behemos, not just shor, chamor, seh, would apply as well to, as we're going to see, chaya, ba'of, ula shabbas aveda, and also in terms of returning a behema that was lost by someone, the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, and this mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda also specifies seh, shor and seh of your of chavero. They go, they get lost. The person's not allowed to go ahead and not allowed to be misalem, he's not allowed to hide himself from it. He has a mitzvah to take it and to return it. And once again, lav dafka, these animals, not only that, when it comes to both kefel and Hashavas Aveda, it's even inanimate objects, let alone these specific animals. And we move weiter, lifrika, is halacha that you have the mitzvah to help unload a burden on an animal. The person has to help unload an animal that is struggling under its burden. And once again, the pasuk goes ahead and specifies a chamor, and the Brach Shmira says, lavdach chamor, all the behemos. Now, there's actually a parallel mitzvah to help a person not only go ahead and unload an animal from its burden, but there's a halacha to go and help someone load his animal. His burden has fallen off the animal. With respect to this mitzvah, the Torah actually mentions only shor and a chamor, but also the halacha there happens to be that all animals, all behemos, are included in that as well. A sixth example is lechasima, is a lav of muzzling one's behema when it is going and it is doing work in a field. It's being dush, it's threshing grain, or any other type of work. You're not allowed to go ahead and muzzle the animal. Pasuk there talks about muzzling a shor, but it obviously applies to other animals as well. That's why this Mishnah is including all of that. Lichloyim is a lav of going ahead and mating or doing charisha with two different minim, two different behemos together. Now let it go ahead and produce offspring from two different behemos. That's a lav in the Torah. Now, both these Isser of Kilayim, whether it's the Isser of mating these two behemos, it says behema, and it says by having them animals plow together, it talks about shor and chamor. In these lavin, all behemos are included, as well as we're going to see all chayos and ofos. The Mishnah continues on, Ula Shabbos, and also the Isser of having your behemos, a person's behemos, working on Shabbos. Pasuk says that you have to go ahead, right? And Natu Malacha, Ata, Ubitcha, Ubitecha, Yavdecha, Yamascha, Vishorcha, Vichamorcha, and all behemos. So it applies to all these behemos, even Chayos, as we're going to see, and Ophos, as we're going to see. And the Mishnah actually says it explicitly. And the Mishnah goes on, the chayin chayav of chayotze behen, he's saying that all chayos, the wild animals and the birds, they are like all animals, all behemos, with respect to all these eight halachas, namely bor, hafarshas hasinai, kefel, hashavas aveda, prika, chasima, chayim, shabbos, eight different halachas here that specify either behemos or specific behemos. It includes chayos and ofos. Bartanura shows, Rav and Bartanura shows how Drushas include all the chayas and the ofos as well. In Cain, lama nema shor chamor. So why does the halacha in the Torah, when specified in the Torah, why does it say shor or chamor or an chamor? And l'shedivar hakasa behover. It's only because the pasuk speaks about the usual case. Torah mentions shor and chamor. Those are the common, right, behemos to walk freely out on the streets where they can fall into a bore. And same thing by all the other halachas, it shows the most common examples